Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Jeff West girls basketball. John Malloy, the head coach of the Tigers, joins us now. And, well, Jeff West, a tough one on Friday. The last time we talked to coach, a 37-35 loss to very good Nemaha Central team. A little underhanded it was your team coach there on Friday night, but still battle and found yourselves the chance to win that game late. Just, you had to be pretty pleased with the way your girls still battled there on Friday.
Well, yeah, we played much better second half than we did first half. I was not at all pleased with our energy and our effort the first half, and it seems like you get at least one of those games a year when you just don't come out with the effort that you should. I don't understand it. We had a good practice the night before, but, you know, we just played poorly. We just played poorly, and yet we were still in the game. And then second half, we played much better, but we got ourselves in some foul trouble and then allowed Nemaha to score all their points in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, which is never what you want to do. You want to be in that position to be shooting free throws to win games instead of giving it up to the other team. And Nemaha played well. They shot the ball pretty well and played some good defense. And we had a chance to win it late with a shot that just went off the front of the rim that would have won the game, but just fell a little bit short. But, you know, I like our chances. If we can play basketball the way we're capable of playing for a full 32 minutes, I like our chances if we meet up again with them, say, in the Wellsville tournament next week.
Yeah, and you look at things now, you've had a couple of days to get back in the gym here this week. Haven't had a game yet. You'll be in action Thursday night against Perry Lecompton. Obviously, that's a tough place to go and play, and they've got some athletes there at Perry. So what do you look at going into that one, a game that you won just a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I just, for me, you know, going in there, I want to make sure that we play with the effort that is expected. You know, I know the girls realize that they didn't play like they're capable of against Nemaha, and I want to rebound from that. I'll make sure that the girls come out, that they're playing with the effort thing. Because, I mean, that's one thing. If you lose a game because the other team's better than you, you can live with that. But if you come out and you don't play hard and that's why you lose a game, that's unacceptable. If we come out and we play hard, I think we have a really good chance to beat them. They do have some good young athletes that like to play downhill at 100 miles an hour, and we know that. If we play defense the way we're capable of, we can shut them down, and our offense has been playing pretty well lately. Didn't look very good last Friday, but you know, I think it'll be a good game for us to hopefully rebound from versus Nemaha.
Yeah, and then quickly looking to next week, I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but you've got that Wellsville Invitational that you kind of mentioned earlier. I know you're really excited about going down there. Do you love that tournament, going down there and seeing some of these other teams?
Oh, we do. I wouldn't say we love going down there because you're looking at a lot of 4A and 5A schools, quality schools, but that's what we signed up for. We're going down there to play that caliber of competition because we feel like that gives us the best chance to prepare us for postseason, for the opportunity to win sub-state and get to state. So, you know, we're looking down to go down there, hopefully get one or two wins out of it. And, you know, if we can win the whole thing, that would be great. But, you know, the expectations are just to go down there and compete at a high level, and win or lose, just come away better. It's so much better to go down there and lose tough games to very good teams than it is to go to some tournaments and just stomp people by 30 points. You may come away with W's in the column, but you're not a better team when you walk away from it. And we're looking to be a better team when we walk away from Wellsville, which I know we'll get. So,
well, Coach, wish you the best of luck against Perry Lecompton and also in the tournament next week. But thank you so much for taking the time. Always do appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you. That's John Malloy, the head coach of the Jeff West girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.